Athabasca, a 36-year-old local tradition, is returning May 7 after a 2-year absence due to COVID-19. The annual Atmore Hoof-a-Thon has been bringing humans and horses together to raise funds for health-related organizations since 1986. Until 2009, it was the Heart and Stroke Foundation, but since 2010, it has been for the Mazankowski Alberta Heart Institute since 2010. It's a great way to get outdoors and hit the trail, said President Treve Johnson. As we grew, and with the advent of the Don Mazankowski Heart Institute, we changed our focus to raise money, he said, adding that for minimum $50 pledge participants get a continental breakfast, hot lunch, hot supper, and prizes. It's close to 40 years we've been doing this, we're pretty well organized, he said. A few years back the community bought a steamer barbecue, all aluminum on a trailer, and it can cook 100 hamburgers at once. The group sets up tables, porta-potties, hauls the barbecue trailer out, and after riding up to 25 miles the riders get lunch before turning around and heading back to the hall for supper and prizes. In the beginning years we were happy to do $3, $4, $5,000, and then it grew, Johnson said. I think our record for the one-day event was close to $40,000, that's a combination with a raffle, but we've hit $10,000 to $20,000 for years. He estimates in total since the start the group has raised between $800,000 and $900,000. The trail ride is for anyone with a horse, or a team and wagon, as well as all ages. We have a couple different ways that we go, he said. I try to change it up each year, but it all depends on the weather and that kind of stuff. Johnson is hopeful to get the 20 to 25 people to sign up as in previous years. To join or for more information, contact him at grassland73@yahoo.ca or 780-327-4357. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.